everybody is talking about what Evander Kane said about just how it's been a systemic problem and how it hasn't really been addressed throughout his time. I mean, what have you seen from the reaction around the NHL to what he was saying?
Well, I just think, especially like this year, all that has happened already in terms of racism around the NHL, with it being Akeem Alou coming out talking about Bill Peters, whether it be when that Rangers prospect Keandre Miller went on a Zoom call and had racial slurs spewed at him. Like, it's been very, very much at the forefront of the league this season that racism is a problem, and it's great that it was finally being talked about. I think the response to Evander Kane has been tremendous around the league, and it's been really great to see so many players and people that he shares the ice with on opposite teams of different races, of his race, coming out and saying that this is unacceptable. And it's true. And honestly, like, it breaks my heart that this is something that is only being so evident, like, right now, that this is a discussion that's only seemingly to be at the forefront right now because of these massive protests. It shouldn't take that, you know? Like, this is modern day America. It shouldn't take that.
What do you think the role of teams and leagues is in this, you know, kind of public discourse?
It's hard to say. I think it's really difficult for anyone in any position talking about something controversial, although in my opinion, I don't think that ending racism should be controversial. I don't think that it should be difficult, but it is, because you have so many people that swing so many directions that are so vocal and are so scary in a lot of senses. For a team, I think that you need to act in the best interest of your players in your organization and stand up for what you believe is right. It's honestly kind of absurd and crazy to me that there have been so many teams that haven't put out a statement or haven't had a player say something. I really loved the message personally that the Golden Knights put out. Our team here isn't necessarily one that's going to be the first to the punch to say something, but when they say something, it has an impact, it has a punch, and it means something. And I think that the statement that they put out was extremely well put and extremely well thought out, and they wanted to make sure that they know that people, that all of this is going on with, and those people that are protesting and trying to be peaceful and trying to stand up for what's right are heard, and that we all need to be better, and we recognize that, and we're going to be better.
It's the voice of Stormy Bonatoni joining us, as she does each and every Monday here on Cofield and Company. I don't think there was any controversy in the Cornhole League.
Ah, hey, this is fun that we can talk about something lighthearted a little bit, I guess. But yes, there was the American Cornhole League in Las Vegas this weekend as well. I know you guys know that I spent some time on ESPN 8, The Ocho, at a time in my career. I had a good time, so it was nice to see some of those really hard-hitting competitors in town having fun. Everything was, you know, social distance, but nice to have, you know, some sense of competition, livelihood. It was good. It was fun. I like seeing everybody.
Hey, you beat me to the punch on the question. How was it different in this age of coronavirus?
Yeah, it was different, I gotta say. And I didn't really, like, I don't know. Everybody was tested before they came there, so it was kind of like a lot of other sports that are trying to get going, in the sense that they're testing, they have masks on. There wasn't a crowd, which I know it may shock you, but like, those cornhole tournaments bring in like 1,000 people. They have a really good crowd and everybody's usually having fun. So it was odd to see it be like a silent environment. We saw visors, masks. They have someone that actually comes in between rounds and picks up the cornhole bags from underneath the boards for the players, so as to avoid the players getting too close to each other and touching one another. So that person has gloves on and they handle the bags. But it's all they were definitely thinking of a lot more things than I would have thought of to put on a cornhole match. But they had no need for a sideline reporter, so I didn't hop in.